Right, towards these two.
We go most years to go up to North Carolina.
Yeah,
very good with the kids on vacation.
Yeah,
there too.
Does anybody know if anybody else is coming? I heard it.
I mean, there was one email that said somebody wasn't coming, but that
first,
was...
I had one that Jane was done, and then was it, I'm not sure. Just so we all remember, I'm Kim Johnston. I know Bob.
Basha. Basha K.
Basha.
Yep.
Leslie, yeah.
Matthew.
Matthew, okay. And I took and printed off agendas and everything else we're going to do tonight. All the meeting orders in order. First order of business to approve the minutes of the last meeting. They were emailed out to everybody earlier.
Besides
being the packet.
Oh, I didn't get, I don't think I got enough okay. For that, but my phone's been a little bit wonky with it, so.
I don't think I have minutes either.
Okay,
no.
Got the agenda.
Do you want a motion to accept it?
Yes, if everybody's taking a chance to look at them.
I make a motion, we accept the minutes of the meeting of April 17, 2023.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next thing I did, and it's in your package, is I've given everybody a copy of the Code of Ethics that was adopted by the Board of Selectmen back on November 10th, 2015. It is a little different than the one that we had at our last meeting, basically pronouns.
Gotcha. Okay.
But this is the minutes that were approved. And luckily, we've never used them. Did anybody have a chance to look over the last minutes, that, or not minutes, but the Code of Ethics that were passed out last time? I know they were in our package.
Yeah, I looked over. I read through it initially when we got them.
Do you have any question about them?
Question I had was, what about volunteers in town?
What about, are they part of this?
Well, it talks about employees, but does it cover, like, if anybody was volunteering at a town event or a town agency or something?
It does not. Goodness. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and just I don't know how many volunteers that are things that, you know, people do and know that they would be considered volunteers.
We're volunteers.
Oh.
Most of the people in the government are volunteers. Everybody on board of planning and zoning, everybody on wetlands, the Board of Finance, the Board of Selectmen,
I think they're all like volunteers. They got the library and the, yep, the senior center. And then I don't know, like, about other like town activities that are coordinated.
That's your deduction. Agency is all the words. And that's a very good point, Frank. Quite frankly, I think we have to review these to see how we modify it. I looked in here real quick and did not see a provision, but I'm not going to say that I can read this in 3 minutes and see that.
Theoretically, the coaches of all the kids' sporting teams.
Then we want to have the kids who are rapping be bound by this?
I mean, I don't know.
Are the coaches who work for the rec team, are they in any way appointed by the town, or is that a totally separate organization?
Years ago, Tim, when I coached, like, you know, Little League and stuff, it was just volunteer.
It's all volunteer.
Yeah, nobody appointed you.
Somehow you got volunteered, and now I'm sure you have to take a test. And there are, you know, there are a little bit, a couple more requirements to it. And I know with the reffing, my grandson turned 13, so now he took the reffing course, and now he's working.
My son was in high school. He used to ref intramural basketball.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, more volunteers, the ones who were actually due for the town, not for the rec department.
At least when I was doing school sports, I know. I think
they were paying the refs?
Yes.
All the refs. Okay. So they're technically.
But those. Well, the school is different than the rec department.
Okay.
I don't know where the school gets its referees. Somehow my grandson gets a check or cash at the end of every game. All right, well, I think that's a good topic to bring up for our, you know, to look into for our next meeting.
I have something, Tim, that I thought about. Now, I don't know if it affects the board or what, but what happens, like, say a town employee is off duty, is home, okay? They say over the weekend he gets arrested for drunken driving. And when he goes back to work, like say for the town, he drives a town vehicle. I mean, does that come under our board?
Is it unethical to be drunk?
I mean,
and I think somebody's got to file a complaint.
Somebody, like say, town administrator files a complaint with us.
On that.
Would we get involved in that?
Yes, absolutely. If somebody files a complaint with us, then we have a procedure of how to look at things and decide if it is something that we should be involved in. And we have the right, I think, to either accept it or reject it. And if we accept it, then there's a procedure set up to how to handle it.
Now, another question. So, say that person gets arrested, okay? Does somebody notify this board that a town employee has been arrested for this?
No. We only get involved when somebody files a complaint with us. And if a teacher gets in trouble, well, they're not under us. That's the Board of Education. And these rules deal with that. But what we didn't deal with is volunteers. And I can't tell you why we didn't.
It was probably a 9 o'clock.
No,
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at my notes. See what else we looked at. So I feel like we've never really had an issue that you've had to address. It's kind of hard to see where things are falling through.
Yeah, we have not had an issue. Our last meeting, I think, was in November 2015.
Yeah. Or, you know, it's something we don't know could come up.
Yeah. But it's what should I say? We're here. We might as well figure out one. You know, our volunteer is somebody that we should be concerned about. And if that is, then how do we amend our code? And
I would imagine we'd have to add a category like under employee or like an additional employee that could identify who will volunteer.
Would that go back to the Board of Selectmen and they check with the town attorney?
I don't know. So I mean, it's one of my questions is, you know, how do we amend these regulations?
Or when they are this code?
Because obviously we submitted it before the selectmen, who then accepted it, published it in the Hartford Courier, and then that became effective. So if that's the process it took to put it in place, I would assume it takes the same process to have an amendment.
I did, yeah.
So I would think we do this in two parts. One, find out if we want to amend it. And if we do, then we'll send a request to the Board of Selectmen and ask them how to amend it. Is there any other new business?
I can raise the number of individuals,
but I think that's great. We now have to come up with our next meeting. My first thought was had it in March. We may want to do it sooner than that, if we're going to have an actual issue with this to talk about.
At the last meeting, didn't we send another meeting up? Didn't we say like we were going to meet every 2 months and the next meeting was set up for November?
November 20th, maybe.
That would be a problem with me too, because I'm having surgery on the 13th.
Okay.
And I'm going to be laid up for a couple of weeks. So I don't know if I can make that meeting.
No, we can. Do we know when this room is available?
We do this. You have a schedule?
No, you'd have to check with the town.
You are the town.
I don't know
what you want to do it like after Thanksgiving but before Christmas.
We could.
Like the first week of December or something.
Yeah. This is, what is this? This is a third Monday?
Yes.
Believe it or not, the third Monday of December is December 18th. It's kind of coincidental. Subject to what available, do you want to schedule the next meeting for December 18th?
Is that okay, everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing pretty much any Monday, so.
Same time here, Tim?
Yep, 7 p.m.
So we'll skip the November meeting.
Okay.
Knock that out.
Yeah. I think once every 6 months once this falls into place.
Well, that's what we voted the last time. So.
And then does anybody want to take it upon themselves to call some of the neighboring towns and ask them if their board of ethics covers volunteers, if their ethics regulations?
I'll call Pam Sawyer to start with her.
Well, she's in this town.
Pardon?
She's in this town.
I know.
She doesn't know.
Oh, well, I don't know anybody but have to call.
You know, Manchester. Instead, you have a board of ethics.
It would be a matter of public record,
wouldn't it? Sure. They're going to talk to you, just a matter of you have 20 minutes to spend on the phone. We'll call the phone and see if they
can do a little more.
Yeah.
I'll do some recon online. And
however, yeah.
See what we can find. And then.
I was going to say, I feel like it shouldn't be that hard. Though.
It's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to, I think I may have 3 or 4 code of ethics.
I mean, Manchester is about to
turn around,
but maybe
like
also like a
carpenter
or something.
Three's out, Windsor, Vernon. Holland,
well,
you know,
yeah.
I'll do some online
reasons. If you want to get together and figure out which you know, you all buy the same town.
Because I really don't matter to me where I end up going.
Our surrounding towns are like Hebron Common, Free, Andover.
Yeah, Hebron Common, Free, Andover. You can check out the Vernon. I got plenty of stuff over that way.
Yeah. I'll take Hebron and Coventry. We'll take Andover and Berlin.
Next, I'll be next.
Then we'll see how they handle volunteers. Perfect. Anything else? Take a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Good. On favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Done.
That was awesome.
Let's talk about boards and not too much.